Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
Now it's time for this.
News Talk's Executive Chair.
And I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair this week, Adrienne O'Sullivan. She's the CEO of ARAG. It's the Legal Protection Limited, General Executive Counsel also of the ARAG International Group. You're very welcome to the programme, Adrienne. So ARAG is insurance, and we're going to come to that in a minute, but we're going to start in Glasnevin, because I know you're a very proud Northside girl. So tell us a little bit about your early beginnings.
Good morning, Bobby. I indeed am a proud Northside dub. Grew up in Glasnevin, the eldest child of four, very hardworking parents. I'm delighted to say they're both still with us.
Great.
I got my work ethic from them.
Yeah. And you say that university was not for you because your father said he'd have to remortgage the house and that wasn't an option.
Well, do you know, I didn't even understand what that meant at the time, Bobby. I won't lie to you. It just sounded expensive. So I knew I'd always wanted to be a teacher, secondary yeah. school teacher, teaching languages. Anyway, it wasn't to be.
But you found yourself working as a receptionist, I believe, in an insurance company, and you basically took the initiative and the opportunities that were presented to you in that job.
Yeah, I was very lucky. I was a receptionist in Fitzwilliam Square. There was a legal firm upstairs, an insurance company downstairs, and I was answering the phones. There were no mobiles, so everything came through the switch. So I learned so much about the business.
That's it.
And the one thing I really learned was about relationship building, because I noticed the same people were ringing, the same people in the company every day. Do you know?
Yeah.
It was very, very interesting. Loved it, loved it.
And you got a break there, did you not, to go out on the road selling, was it legal protection insurance?
No, that was with a composite insurance company. So when my leaving cert results came in, the manager of the company said, "Ooh, they look good. Would you like to work for us and study?" And this was an opportunity for me to study and for them to pay for it.
Yeah.
It was win-win. So I did my chartered insurance exams and I went into underwriting, learnt a lot of technical language. Then I went into claims, where I realised I wanted to help people. I realised people buy insurance so their claims are met. They don't buy insurance because we've got nice glossy brochures.
Yeah.
So I was sitting there and I decided I loved the law as well. I might do a legal protection sort of a qualification. So I did. I had both of my qualifications. Reading the newspaper one morning, that I still do every day, I saw an advert for an insurance company based in the UK with a German owner, and they were going to set up in Ireland. And they were looking for somebody with both insurance and a legal qualification. So I applied.
And got the job.
So I got the job as a sales manager.
Yeah.
And this was brand new. So I got the job. I was interviewed in the UK, came to Ireland, and I thought, oh my goodness, now what do I do? How do I set this up? So I had to look for premises, buy the pens and paper, look for staff. And that was a few years ago now, Bobby.
So, and did that, was that the DAS?
That was DAS Legal Protection Insurance
yeah.
Company at the time, exactly. And we operated in Ireland as a branch of the UK at that time.
Okay.
But then at the end of 2019, we were bought out by ARAG Legal Protection, and that's where I am
so
today.
You've been a long number of years effectively with the same company.
And exactly, that's what it is, even though it's a different branding now.
Yeah.
But it's the legal protection world, yeah.
Let's talk a little bit, if we can, Adrienne, about insurance. I know you're obviously an advocate and a believer. Lots of people view insurance as a kind of a hostile purchase.
Oh, no.
On the basis that it's something that you have to have.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's something a bit like going to the dentist. You go because it's good for you.
Yeah.
So is it an easy product to sell?
Okay, I'm a rare breed.
Yeah.
I think insurance is fantastic because genuinely, Bobby, the local shopkeeper cannot open his or her door without insurance. Yeah. I can't sit into my car without insurance. The big conglomerates cannot operate without insurance. The insurance market employs over 10,000 people in Dublin and sort of the surrounding counties. We have marketing people, we have financial people, we have IT experts, all working. It's a very exciting business to work in. And I've always felt that way.
Yeah.
So legal protection is certainly, it's a different sort of insurance. It's where we provide financial help for court proceedings.
Right.
Lawyer's fees, barrister's fees, expert witness fees, mediation fees, jury service.
And who would be the purchaser of such insurance?
Okay, so commercial legal protection will be bought by small businesses.
Right.
Motor legal protection by you and me. family legal protection by you and me. Group legal protection is a specialist product for associations, unions and the likes, where we sort of tailor make what their members might want.
So the insurance industry, and I know that you've been the president of the Institute of Insurance, the first lady president, I believe, in 125 years.
I know.
So as looking, I suppose, holistically across insurance, it probably has got a bit of a bad rap in terms of we saw, you know, insurance car claims, personal injury stuff, compo culture, all that kind of stuff that the consumer ultimately pays for, which I think is another probably thing that that people maybe are somewhat hostile around insurance because they always feel that the consumer ends up paying, which they do.
Yeah, you're right. The consumer does pay, but the benefits are immense. So I'm one of these rare people who really thinks that it, you know, it shouldn't be such a hard rap. We get a bad name and we don't deserve it.
Right.
And, you know, other industries are allowed to make profit, you know, but why is the insurance industry not allowed to make a tiny profit?
That was one thing I didn't challenge. I'm all for making profit.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I just think...
No, and you are right. There has been a compensation culture in this country. I think we've moved away from that quite substantially. Huge amount of work done by both the government and the insurance company, the representative body for the insurance world. We very much, the Personal Injuries Assessment Board was set up, and I think it's 2005 now. It is now morphed into the Personal Injuries Resolution Board, and it includes the likes of mediation. Now, we in ARAG, we love mediation and we will promote it as much as we can. It's an alternative dispute resolution.
And it happens before court proceedings or in the ideal world.
It's recommended, exactly.
It happens before court proceedings.
And the beauty of it is, and I say it has been promoted very much, even the Minister for Justice, you know, she at the time was very much promoting mediation. It's quicker. You manage to get your mediator much more quickly than you might do a court date. It's cheaper. You know, you don't have the same amount, and it's confidential. Whereas, you know, the court system is quite a public system, and if you go into it, it can be very stressful for lots of people.
Where are we seeing, I suppose, the insurance industry headed now? I suppose the role of the broker, which would have been pivotal to many businesses over the years. You had your insurance man who covered all sorts of insurances. Now we've seen, I suppose, larger organisations coming in, sweeping up some of these smaller businesses. What will that ultimately mean?
It's interesting because you're right. The market has changed so much over the last 5 years. We've a lot of people buying out all those, as you said, you know, the sort of corner brokers. And now you don't have Murphy's Brokers on the corner. You have this international group. But the same people are there.
Yeah.
Insurance is a relationship business, without a shadow of a doubt. I'm still dealing with people I dealt with when I started working first.
Funny you say that, I'm still with my man of 30 years.
There you are. And some of my team have been working with me for over 25 years. It's very much relationship building. The important thing is the consumer will still be looked after, whether it's by XY International or Murphy on the corner. And that's the real, it's all about the customer and the consumer.
What does the relationship with ARAG International mean for you as a business in Ireland?
Oh,
what access does it give you?
Well, here's the most amazing thing. ARAG is a family-owned company. So ARAG's based in Dusseldorf and it was founded 90 years ago, this year actually. And the difference is we have 20 companies worldwide and we span from North America right the way to Australia, all over Europe. For me, it means I get to hear about the businesses in all those different countries. ARAG is wonderful at bringing us all together. Several times during the year, we get together as a management team, an international management team. We talk about ideas, we talk about plans, we talk about our growth, and we talk about our values. And our whole reason to be, our raison d'etre, is providing access to justice to the people on the street. And that's what we do.
Now, I'm going to stay with insurance, but in a related question, I'm going to ask you about being the lady captain at the K Club. I'm saying, being the lady captain at the K Club, is that good for business?
Of course it's good for business.
Yeah.
It's good for me. I'm so proud and delighted to be captain of the K Club. I love my golf. The reason I took up golf is a boss of mine some years ago said, if you want to play with the boys, imagine you could say that in those days, you need to learn to play with the boys. So you need to learn golf. So I walked in by myself to a golf club. not the K Club, obviously, a few years ago, and I learned it, and it's one of the most difficult things I've ever had to take up, to be honest. But
you know,
I love
people
it.
may not like it, but that is a fact of life. That business happens.
Business happens on the golf course
as a result of playing around the golf with a fella.
Because
or a lady, or
relaxed.
Whatever.
It's relaxed, and you're not pushing something down their throat. Not that I'd ever do that anyway, but it's a relaxed forum to chat about. And you get to know a person. You get to know people when they're under pressure. You get to know people when they have their tails up and they're doing well. It tells a lot about a person, golf.
Yeah.
And it's great for your health, of course.
And what next then for Adrian O'Sullivan and indeed for ARAG? Where do you see the business going?
ARAG Legal Protection is on an upward trajectory. We've got some very exciting products. We've just launched and we're about to launch some more. We're growing. The group is growing. We have a great vision for 5 to 30. So we have our vision already for 2030. And we're working towards that in terms of growth, in terms of people, and in terms of how we do our business.
Well, listen, it's been a great pleasure to talk to you today, Adrian. That's Adrian O'Sullivan there, the CEO of ARAG Legal Protection Limited. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.